Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Morning Dew. Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you because you're sovereign. We thank you because you're mighty. We thank you because you're omnipotent and you're omnipresent. Lord, we thank you for your favor that reigns upon our life, God. We thank you for your glory this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you because you are God this morning. You are on the throne this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning because you are high and lifted up. We thank you this morning because you are the great I am, Lord. We thank you this morning because, Lord, there's none greater, there's none higher, Lord. There's none more powerful than you. We thank you because you are our healer. You are our refuge. You are our fortress, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you because you are, in time of trouble, you are a place of shelter, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you even now. God, we ask you that you would pour out your spirit upon us as never before today. Lord, we recognize that this is the day that you have made, Lord, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We recognize today that it's in you that we move and that we breathe and that we have our being. We recognize, God, that it was you, Lord, your glory and your majesty. Lord, it was by your strength, God, that our eyes were opened this morning. That, Lord, when we woke up, we had the activity and use of all of our limbs, Lord. That, God, when we woke up, Lord, we had a mind stayed on you, Lord, and that we were clothed in the right mind this morning, God. Lord, we don't take it lightly this morning, God. So many, hallelujah, Lord, didn't wake up this morning, God. Some woke up, Lord, but hallelujah, Lord, they were in hospital beds. Some woke up, Lord, but did not have a right mind this morning. But God, you kept us, God, and you kept us with purpose, Lord. So we thank you on today, Lord, that we're able to press toward our destiny. Thank you on today, God, that we're able to fulfill our purpose on today. Thank you today, God, that, Lord, all of the things that you have given us that we've taken for granted, taken lightly, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for them this morning, God. We don't take it as a light thing that you've chosen us to be a vessel for your glory. We don't take it as a light thing, God, that the enemy wanted to consume us, that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah, Lord, but you woke us up, Lord, and gave us life on today and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you for the abundance, Lord. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the gift of life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just worship you this morning, God, and adore you this morning, God. Hallelujah. I ask for your free spirit to reign in our life on today, God. It's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit that we're able to conquer the enemy, Lord, by your spirit that we're able to be victorious, Lord, by your spirit, Lord, that we're able to operate in authority, God, hallelujah, in majesty, Lord, in dominion, God, hallelujah, by your spirit, Lord, that, Lord, we've been ordained to be creatures, Lord, that are seated in heavenly places with you, God, hallelujah. I ask you on today, Lord, that any tension or malice or envy or strife that will come our way, God, Lord, have us to know, Lord, we don't have to stoop down to that level because we are seated in heavenly places, Lord. Lord, that we do not have to engage ourselves in any conversation or to engage ourselves, Lord, into any activity, Lord, that is not according to your will and your way, Lord. We are, hallelujah, joint heirs with Christ Jesus, Lord. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, God. Hallelujah. Help us to act as such in all that we do, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to act in holiness in our life, Lord. Help us to be righteous, Lord, in all that we do, Lord. Lord, not our righteousness, God, because all of our righteousness is only as filthy rags before you, God. But, Lord, help us to operate in your righteousness, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us, whatever we do, however we do it, Lord, it would be seasoned with grace and favor, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you this morning. God, I give you glory this morning, God, because I know that you're able to do things, Lord, that are unexpected of us, Lord, things that we couldn't comprehend, Lord. You can make ways out of no way. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we expect it of you now, God. Hallelujah. Even coming into this new season, coming into the season in which we celebrate Christmas, celebrate the birth of Jesus, celebrate bringing family together, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And just coming out of the season of Thanksgiving, God, Lord, I ask that you would keep that in our veins at all times. Lord, keep that in the vein of our mentality, Lord. Lord, that above all things, Lord, you have us to love one another, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you said, how can we love you if we not love our brothers? Hallelujah. Lord, how can we love you whom we've never seen, Lord, and have hatred toward our brothers? Hallelujah, that we see every day, God. You said in your word, Lord, hallelujah, according to your servant Paul, Lord, that, Lord, these things show us that we're not mature in you, God, if we're still operating, hallelujah, on milk, if we're still operating in envy and strife and division, hallelujah. But, God, we want to operate on meat on today, God. We want to know the meat of your word, know the meat of your purpose concerning our lives, Lord. We want to know you in deeper and stronger ways on today, God. So help us to live holy lives, Lord. Sanctify us even now. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, God. And, Lord, help us that the envies and stripes and divisions that will come against us, Lord, Lord, from outside and from inside, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, from family, co-workers, and friends, God. Oh, Lord, I ask you to bring peace in the midst of any situation that would come our way. Oh, Lord, your word said that when our ways please you, you would cause even our enemies to have peace with us. So, Lord, we seek peace in all aspects of life. Lord, give us peace on our jobs, Lord, peace in our marriages, God. Lord, give us peace among our family members, peace with our siblings, God, peace with our parents, Lord, peace with our children, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring peace between cousins, Lord, and familiar people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, peace that passes all understanding, God. Oh, yes, Lord, I pray on today, Lord, that you would make peace in the midst of confusion, Lord. Lord, because you're not the author of confusion, God. Hallelujah. So we ask for peace, Lord, peace that passes all understanding, God. When we can't understand or get past the thing that was done to us, the thing that was done to cause discord, Lord, you can give peace that passes that understanding that we desire, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, for peace, God. Peace that flows like a river, Lord. Peace that will come any storm that will come against our life. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, not only do I ask for peace, but I ask that you would give us joy unspeakable, Lord. Lord, joy, hallelujah, Lord, that would cover, Lord, and that would cause calm and that would cause peace, Lord, and that would fill us with happiness and joy in this season, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word said that your joy is our strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, your joy can strengthen us, encourage us, Lord. Give us the unction, Lord, to go on to see what the end's going to be. So, Lord, I ask for your joy in this season. Lord, I ask you to, hallelujah, show yourself to us in all that you are, Lord. Show yourself to us as a healer on today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you that you will reach into every hospital, every nursing home, every sick and afflicted bed, Lord, every person that's going through any ailment in their body right now. And, Lord, according to your word, Lord, I pray that you would heal in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And that by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, we speak healing virtue in the atmosphere now, God. Lord, that you would touch every ailment that would be in the body, God. Hallelujah. Lord, it's not of you. Lord, you said that you would have us to be whole. So I ask that you would touch the ailment, God, and begin to move in our favor, Lord. Work it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know what the doctors and the physicians said. Lord, we know what the x-rays showed, God. But we believe you to be a healer, Lord. Lord, we believe you to be a physician that's never lost a case, God. Hallelujah. So above all things, Lord, we say your will and your way, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we align our will and our way to be your will and your way, Lord. Your way is perfect, Lord. Your way never fails, God. Lord, your way works for our good. All things work together, Lord, for our good. Hallelujah, because we love you and are called according to your purpose. But, Lord, you told us that you would also give us the desires of our heart, Lord. So we speak healing from cancer now. We speak healing from sugar diabetes now. We speak healing from blood issues now, God. Hallelujah. We speak healing from kidney disease. We speak healing from heart disease. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing from tumors now, God. We speak healing from the pains of arthritis now, God. We speak healing, hallelujah, in eyesight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak healing all over, Lord. Touch us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet on this Saturday morning, God. Hallelujah, and have us to be healed. Lord, we believe that you're a miracle worker. We believe that you create ways out of no way, God. Hallelujah. And your word said that we would have the faith of the mustard seed, that we could speak, hallelujah, to the mountains of in our lives, the mountains of discord and division, the mountains of sickness, the mountains of pain. Hallelujah. And that you would heal them, God. Hallelujah. Lord, that you would cast those mountains, hallelujah, into the sea, never to be, hallelujah, cast them into the sea, Lord. Hallelujah. So we ask you now, God, Lord, to send your healing virtue, God. Hallelujah. We believe, Lord, hallelujah. And Lord, areas of our lives where we believe in you, Lord. We believe that you're able, God. Hallelujah. But Lord, our flesh and our carnality causes us, Lord, to stumble in our faith, Lord. Lord, we speak on today and we say we believe, but help our unbelief, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe that you're going to make a way in our finances, but help our unbelief, God. Lord, we believe that you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed beg bread. But Lord, when there's no food on the table, we say help our unbelief, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, help our unbelief today, God. Lord, show yourself strong and mighty in our lives. Lord, create ways out of no ways, Lord. Hallelujah. Calm every storm that would come our way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we believe that you're able, Lord. We know that you're able to do it. You've done it so many times before. Lord, not just in biblical times, Lord. You've done it in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you watched over us and you made ways and you've taken care of us and you prepared things for us, Lord. Lord, you prepared us tables in the, hallelujah, presence of our enemies. So, Lord, we have no doubt that you'll do it again, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray a special prayer over this nation, God. Hallelujah. Lord, that you would keep us, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord, that you would bless even the White House, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch President, hallelujah, that you would touch President Obama, Lord, even now, God. Lord, in his last few days in office, Lord, that you would bless him, Lord, that you would cause him to make policy, Lord, and make ways, Lord, and do those things that are necessary for our future, Lord. Hallelujah. That you would bless him, God. Bless his wife, Lord. Lord, bless his mind, God. Speak to him in the midnight hour, Lord. Lord, that he would know what to do in this season and at this time. Lord, Lord, bless the President-elect Donald Trump, Lord, that you would give him wisdom and understanding, God. Lord, that, Lord, on the day that you speak, Lord, that he would harden not his heart, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that he would surround himself with godly influences, Lord, men and women of wisdom and understanding of the nature of the job and the things that need to be done, God. And, Lord, that, Lord, they would keep in their mind, Lord, to be religious, hallelujah, in the true sense of the word, Lord. Lord, that they would take care of the widow and they would take care of the fatherless, Lord, and they keep themselves undefiled in doing so, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for who you are, God. I thank you, Lord, because you're still on the throne, Lord. Lord, you're still Alpha and Omega. You're still beginning and the end. You're still he who was and is to come. Lord, you haven't forgotten, Lord. Lord, you haven't fell asleep. Lord, your word says that you sleep. God, and because of that, Lord, we know that you're making ways in every aspect of life, Lord. We know that you're working it all to our good. We know that you're giving us the desires of our heart according to your riches and glory. We know that you're filling us with your free spirit, Lord. We know that you're still healing, God. Lord, that you're still making ways, God, that you're still doing the miraculous, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. And not only do we thank you, Lord, but we give your name the glory, honor, and praise because this is the day that you have made, and we've woken up to rejoice and to be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, we say thank God and amen. On behalf of Pastor Carlton and the Prayer Warriors, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Prayer Line. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We would like to hear from you. You may send us your prayer requests and your praise reports at healinghto.org or Facebook fan page us at healinghto.